From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by Sri Sai Surendranath, who is a teacher at Swami's Higher Secondary School. And he's someone who was fortunate to be a student of Swami's University before that. The topic of his talk is education and educare. And in this very informal talk, he talks of Swami's messages through stories and talks of the concept of food, head and God. This talk was delivered on the 26th of November 2016 in the Satsang Hall in Prashanti Nilayam. Stay tuned, dear listeners. After the talk, you'll be treated to a continuous energetic bhajan singing, which is recorded in the medley style. At 3:30 p.m., we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari. So over to Sri Sai Surendranath.
Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters of Sai family, greetings to one and all. Very happy to be here this morning with you all. A lovely, small, like-minded people, I should say. We all should know how blessed we are in the same campus, thousands outside, lacks elsewhere. But today, the sweet divine Lord decided that you and me got to be here and share the glory of Lord. Isn't it amazing? Yes, that's why Swami says, without my will, nothing will happen. For everything, His will is very important. If our will to come here, His will should trigger. Otherwise, nothing will happen. With this, I want to start today a topic called Educare is True Education. I'm not going for hi-fi philosophy. I'm not going into the secular education. With Swami's blessings, and it is with His immense love and grace that He kept me physically with His lotus feet for nearly 40 plus years. I started my education. Swami gave me the job. I was in the teaching line. It goes on. But the best part is 40 years living with God is education. All our life we live. So many years, so many months, many weeks, many days, many hours, every minute. Why? Every moment that we lived with this beautiful, sweet Lord is a beautiful expression of love. And we learn His gait, His look, His touch, His word of encouragement is an education. We learn. We learn many things. We still learn. When I stand today, I feel myself standing in front of a vast ocean. And wherever I see water, water everywhere, I don't know where it begins and where it ends. When I stood in front of this divine being, I had the same expression. We don't know where He is, how much of love, ocean of love. You just have to have a dip, but you cannot take everything in. Swami says, you are part of my love. So we can only experience His love, and we enjoy His love. But Swami says, you are that love. And you and me are one. That's why Swami every time very beautifully says, I separated myself from myself to love myself. The beauty of God and man is, when Baba goes around, He loves everybody. There is no discrimination, there is no distinction. Why, sir? Because He sees Himself in all being. That is why He is full of love. But when we see others, We see something else and we don't see ourselves also. That is the Maya. This is where the fight goes on. So my proximity with Bhagavan, whatever that I've learned, I trying to put it in a very mundane way. How spiritual can be a simple exercise, but most of us, we complicate it. How? Education. One day when we are sitting, what is education? Everybody, you know, whatever little we know, we were going on telling. And Swami very beautifully said, the word education is derived from the Latin word educare. What is educare? To elicit, to lift, to come up. What is that you have to elicit? What is that you have to bring forth? The best in you. What is in you? The divinity in you. But most of us, what we feel is, we have to bring out our intelligence. Yes, intelligence is needed even in spirituality for discrimination. But we use intelligence only for the worldly purpose. That is why Swami says, you do graduation and you say, what you did? B.A. Swami said, add D. B.A.D. Bad. Because undergraduate student, what do? B.A. Bookish awareness. So only when you have bookish awareness, you're bad. Swami, I did my PG. Oh, that means what you did? M.A. Yes, Swami, then you are mad. Why, Swami? You are master of awareness. UG is bookish awareness. Here, material awareness. But the best part, D, the sense of discrimination, that is the divine in you, is missing. When there is divinity in you, and if you realize, then you are not bad and mad. But if the divinity in you, and if you don't involve or attach divinity in whatever that you are learning, you are bad and mad. Living with God is education. Highest philosophy in the simplest manner. Anybody can understand. We don't need any research, or we don't need big volumes of spiritual texts. So therefore, Swami says, in educare there are two types. Just like we have two sides of the coin. One side we have the head, the other side we have the value. If you don't have the head, there is no value for that number. If you have the number and there is no head, there is no value for the number. So we need to have both sides to give value to the coin. Swami says, whatever that we learn in our life, not necessarily the academic curriculum, everyday life is education. When you deal with people is an education. When you talk to people, when you come across various sections of society, culture, caste, creed, color, your emotional feelings, everything is an education. Why that should be true? The moment you attach what is right and what is wrong, then it becomes educare. Educare, you care something within you. You care something in others. Education, it shuns you out of the world. Not from inside, it's just outside your focus. It is shunned. So Swami says, you need to have a very good balance. So based on this, Swami says, there is divine in you. In Vidyavahini, Swami was telling. There is divinity in you. This many people shun the world and run to the deep forest. Koham, koham, koham. Who am I? And he runs. And with lot of efforts and difficulties and troubles and turmoils, and one fine morning his bulb glows. Soham, soham, soham. I am that, I am that, I am that. They have to do so much of hard work. The process, the procedure, the hardship in life to know yourself. But for us, most fortunate souls we are, we came down when divinity came. And we came across this divinity, and divinity accepted us. And then we understand divinity, and divinity made us understand himself. And he shared his love. How fortunate we are. Without that trouble and turmoil, what the rishis and other people go down in Himalayas, we live in modern life and moderately learn spirituality. And finally, we know what is our ultimate goal. That is why Swami says, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. Why? Because there is divinity in all of us. True. If you seriously see a circumstance, Mr. X dies, he leaves the body. Atma says bye-bye, the life says bye-bye, and the body is flat on the ground. Have you heard anywhere anybody saying, lift Mr. X, put Mr. X? They'll say, lift the body, burn the body, bury the body. But nobody says, bury Mr. X. Why, sir? See, spontaneously, we practice spirituality without even knowing. Why you can't say, Mr. X, bury Mr. X? You say, bury the body, because Mr. X is not there in the body. Who is that Mr. X? It's the Atmic principle. That is the life. If life is not there in the body, body is of no use. That Mr. X is identified only through this body as a medium. So therefore, Swami says, see God in all. That is why Swami says, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. When you help each and everyone, you are ultimately helping me. You are serving me. Let's go back to normal things. What's the difference between animals and human beings? Yes. General knowledge question. All of us know animals have 5 senses, but human beings have 6 senses. Prove it. Yes. Take a very simple example. The other day you walk on the road. Suddenly you find a donkey going crazy, running up and down on both sides of the road. And when Mr. X was walking, in the process, donkey gave a sixer, a big shot. It gave one shot, and this gentleman, sixer, he flew, fell the other side of the road. Body down, soul high. Instantaneously, is dead. What happens? There is commotion. Immediately, do you summon police? Do you get CID? Do you get CBI, whomever you want? Do you arrest the donkey? Put the donkey behind the bars? You don't do anything. You try to help the guy, but the guy already left. Only his body is there. And the donkey quietly goes away. You don't do anything with that donkey. You can't take action against the donkey. Why? Because they have 5 senses. They don't have the sense of discrimination. Any animal will hurt others, harm others, only to protect themselves. Otherwise, no animal will come forward to bite you or bark at you or hiss at you or, you know, any of that kind. So we understand that. And we accept that as a fact of life. And we don't do anything. Only thing, next time when you're walking, when you see the donkey, you are 10 feet away from the donkey because you want your body and soul together. That's a realization that you get. The next day when you're walking, you find a guy zooming in a motorbike. And the donkey was crossing. And donkey didn't know that your motorbike was coming. This guy jammed the brake. But whatever maybe the jam, it jammed into the donkey and the donkey died instantaneously. Accident. What happens now? Immediately, police comes, media comes, rash driving, killed an innocent animal, animal died, the owner of the donkey comes, give me compensation, otherwise I'll file a case against you, I'll lawsuit on you. Put behind the bar. You know, all this happens. Why is that? What is the difference? Yesterday, donkey kicked, this fellow died, no action. Today, this fellow kicked the donkey died, too much of reaction. Because we have the sense of discrimination. That is why in the evolution, 86 lakhs of species are there. We are the pinnacle. We are the top. We are the top brass. After us, there is nothing else, only to become God. Because we have already finished this donkey, monkey, everything. So, when we evolved ourselves to this level, that is why we say, Swami says, you have the sense of discrimination. There is survival, there is evolution, and there is transformation. But you can never find in birds and animals, there is no evolution. There is no transformation. You will never find a crow, saint crow, a terror crow, a terrorist crow. Because there is no evolution in that. That is where it is sandwiched. But whereas for us, just because of one extra sense, we are challenging our life. We can realize oneself and we can reach the ultimate goal. That is where we are in the middle path. One side, animal. The other side, divine. Animal. Why in human beings, Swami says, in human beings, animal is also there. Divine is also there in human being. When you become animal, when your I, when your ego is pampered, when your ego is in peak, you don't see, you go blind, you throw words, you stare at people, everything, you mock at people, you bash at people because of your big capital I. Swami says, if ego is there, I will go. Swami says, if ego is there, I go. Who is that I? It's supposed to be divinity. But we don't identify, but we identify with the physical body. So that is why we have ego. So therefore you find in human being this ego. On the other side, divine. What is divine in you? That is the atmic principle. That is a life force without which you are nothing. You are useless. Your name, your fame, your wealth, your power, your position, everything is waste the moment the life just leaves your body. So that is very important, which is a prized position which is deep inside us. And that is the divine principle called atmic principle. But where are we? In the middle. What we have as human beings? Five senses and five koshas. Annamaya, pranamaya, manonmaya, vijnanmaya, anandamaya. Five senses. You see, you touch, you talk, you hear. These things only makes us human beings. Otherwise, we are waste. So therefore, what Swami says is, in human being, we have divine being and also animal in us. If you can have that sense of discrimination, when you are reacting like an animal, realize and don't be an animal. And you are supposed to be all the time divine. If not divine, at least a better human being. One day in the entry room, we're telling Swami, this guy is bad, that guy is bad, why not we do that? A lot of conversation went on. And Swami said, in the previous yuga, it was easy for me to tackle. The reason is, asuras are one side, and danavas are one side. Sura, asura. Good people are on one side, bad people are on one side. So it's easy for me to filter. Swami, why can't you do it today? So much of unrest, so much of chaos, so much of confusion. There is no happiness anywhere because of these bad souls. Swami said, show me the bad souls separately today. I will do the job. Swami said, those yugas, they were distinct, they were very clear. Guys who are very bad, they were never had any good. The guys who are very good, they never had anything bad. But in Kali Yuga, bad and good is in one being. So if I want to clear the bad, only I will remain, none of you will remain. Even you guys will not remain. Were you not bad at sometimes? Yes, Swami. Were you not good at sometimes? Yes, Swami. Then how can I separately kill you for bad and separately keep you for good? So if I have to vanish bad, you are vanished. So therefore, the challenging, we give challenge even to God that bad in us and good in us is sandwiched. It cannot be segregated. It cannot be separated. That is why Swami, instead of waging wars on those times, Krishna fought, Rama fought, but Sai Krishna or Sai Rama is not fighting with weapons, but he is having only one weapon, weapon of love. He is fighting with all of us. Love, love and love. It is only through love. You have a glass of milk. In a glass of milk, can you add some more milk? Is it possible? No. But in a glass of milk, can you add a spoon of sugar? Yes. Will the milk overflow? No. That is what Swami wants us. We have goodness or we have badness. You add the divinity, sugar in you. Convert the bitterness into sweetness. Convert your life into a noble one. If you find it difficult to empty the glass, you overflow with something which is good, which will dominate the bad in you. That is what he is doing. That is what he is teaching us. And that is why we do Omkaram, Suprabhatam, meditation, Namasmarana, bhajans, Vedam chanting, Narayana Seva, Mahila Vibhag, Balavikas. What is all this? Adding sugar, adding taste to your life to increase the quality in your life, depending upon. Because everybody cannot be singer. Everybody cannot become an active worker. So some, according to their own mettle, according to their own capacity, their own potential, their own feelings, they relate to God. So God has given umpteen number of choice. There is not one road, there are many roads, many lanes leading to the same destination, that is divinity. In the process, I want to take up a simple analysis. Food. Head. God. Yes. Food, head, God. Food is first. Suppose when you are feeling very hungry and I say, come on man, sing bhajan. Come on man, do yogasana. Come on guy, do meditation. It is not possible. When you are feeling hungry, you are restless. So first fill your belly. Then the body becomes balanced. Then your head will start working. So the head becomes balanced. You can focus on God. So if a hungry guy is there, you can't go and preach him. You forget, damn it, stop your philosophy. Just give me, I'm feeling thirsty. Just give me a glass of water, man. Just give me a piece of bread, man. I'm feeling hungry. Later I will think about God. So therefore, food, head, and God. Let's analyze one by one. Food. I always sit and analyze sometimes. Whenever Swami used to talk many times, I thought God is very clever, sometimes cunning. Do you know why? The secret of creation is here. Just think. You don't have hunger at all. What will you do? Nothing to do. Will you go and study? Why I should study? You want a job? Why I need a job? You need money? For what money? You want God? For what? I'm God. So therefore, we always go and pray God. Why do you pray God? Because something is missing in your life. Money, fame, power, position. Please God, bless me. Oh, you want money? You want money? Then what do you need? Job. Oh, you want job? For job, what do you need? Education. Oh, you need education? You need college. Oh, you need college? You need school. Oh, you need school? You need money once again to get into the system. Why all these efforts? To fill up my tummy. So therefore, the secret of creation is here. Imagine if none of us are having hunger. I don't think we go run behind gods. We will never search God because we ourselves are God. Right? So there he put the first speed breaker for you to realize, hey, it is not that easy to live as a human being. So secret of creation is there. Then education, to maintain your body, you need secular education. I told you, BA, MA, MSc, BSc, whatever it is. Based on that, you get a job. When you get a job, you get money. What is the purpose of money? To maintain our body. Physiological need, food, clothing and shelter first. So that is why secular education needed. But most of us get stopped there. But Swami wanted to go one step more called educare. That is value. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema. All that effort of making money should be dharmic way. Should be with love. Should be with honesty, straightforwardness, good money. So therefore, values should be there. And then you see the beautiful one. Food influences our thought. Yes. It influences our thought. Thoughts are nothing but our mind. So when you seriously see there, what happens? Annam Brahma, we say. Why we say Annam Brahma? If Annam, food is not there, there is no creation at all. Seriously. You sow one seed, germination, many seeds come. You put one apple seed, many apples come. You put one groundnut, many groundnuts come. Brahmasmi. Creation is Brahma. Are we Brahma? Yes, sir. We are also Brahma. Do you know what we do that? We generate only thoughts. We are the creator of thoughts. We keep on creating thoughts. It may be good or bad or evil or noble or whatever it may be. But we create thoughts. We are also Brahma. But when you create these thoughts should recreate your life. These thoughts should enhance the quality of your life. This thought should lead towards the ultimate goal. On the contrary, if you have a negative thought, you doom yourself, you ruin yourself, you bury yourself. Purpose of life is lost. So are we not Brahma? Yes, we are also Brahma. First, Brahma creates the thought. Then the thought sustains our body. Then it maintains towards the level of divinity. That is where Annam Brahma. So therefore, if you seriously see food through our senses, I will get back to you in the next one. That's why Swami says, see good, do good, be good. This is the way to God. So, how see good, do good, be good, this is the way to God? Go for head. What is head? Ultimately, mind. What is mind? But bundle of thoughts. In one interview, some of us, some 5-6 guys were sitting there in front of Swami. One guy was all the time, you know, like this. He was not sitting quietly. Every time he was adjusting his leg and the movements and all that. Hey, sariga kucho. Sit properly. Again he sat. After some time again, you know, like this. So Swami said, monkey mind. He said, no Swami, I am not monkey mind. Shut up, you are monkey mind only, he told. Then immediately another, Swami, what is mind? That is how our conversation builds up with Swami. Swami will start with somebody admonishing somebody or praising somebody. We'll just pick up one or two words and that session goes on for hours together with beautiful examples, mythologically, spiritually, and in mundane life. Okay? This guy was asking the other day like that. Then Swami said, what is mind? Swami said, mind is a bundle of thoughts. And mind is also monkey mind. And Swami said, it is not one monkey, it is 1,000 monkey. One monkey itself is difficult to control. 1,000 monkey, you can say hands up. You can't do anything. That fast our mind switches over. That fast our mind works. Now, what happens? I said food through all these sensory organs also, how it goes. You see something. Wow, that's amazing. We just like to buy one thought. Input, eye. Food for eye to thought. Immediately, another person, he will be hearing. When you hear good or bad, you react. Somebody says, you are such a great, kind-hearted man. You are a stupid fellow. What? You see the reaction changes? Ear. Food. The sound that goes into that. Most of the time you will be sitting calm and quiet. Suddenly you will hear a music. When you are hearing first few times, you will not react. After some time, then the whole body. Then you forget yourself. What is that? That is a food. It just, through your ears, it went to the mind. Nose. You are sitting and doing meditation. And your better half is making fantastic dish at the kitchen. The aroma comes. And then the mind goes to the kitchen instead of divinity. Food through your nose. Tongue. A beautiful example is tongue. Only organ where we don't have bones, very soft, flexible. But fantastic job every day it does. But do you know, because of the preciousness of this tongue, it has been guarded by 32 strong. Because it is very precious. This 32 strong, the tongue never get caught. Anytime it happens, unless you do by mistake. But otherwise, see, I'm talking. It comes, it goes up. Every circus is doing. But it never gets caught. Swami says, live like tongue. Be kind-hearted. Be soft. Be tender in your feeling. But the world is challenging. World will not be the way that you want to be. That is why it is called world. But even in spite of all that, you don't change yourself. You be what you are. It's a beautiful lesson. So the tongue tells such things. You put in your mouth, it says it is sweet. You put in your mouth, it says it's bitter. That's the food it gives. And then touch. Most of you must have had this beautiful experience. When Babaji is coming in front of us, you snatch. You feel like touching him. You may miss. Sometimes you get an opportunity to touch his soft, tender lotus feet. If you miss him, you feel like at least touching his robe. Whether you touch the robe, or the breeze touches you, or the aroma goes around you, that one touch, you are transformed. You are divine. So the touch has got fantastic. You can see some of the videos where some of them when Swami gives namaskar, his face is in a very, very full of tension and he falls at the lotus feet. And when he gets up, completely relieved and happiness, a sense of, you know, fulfillment. If I stand in front of you, I say, come on, I'm ready to give namaskar. Touch my lotus feet. You are laughing because you know this touch will not touch anything else. But that touch is a divine touch, can transform everything. This is how food can come through your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your tongue, your ears. So therefore, Swami said, you have to be. That is why Swami says, control your mind, because your mind has got many ways to be disturbed. It is nothing but a bundle of desire. And that day Swami just picked up the handkerchief. And Swami asked, what is this? Swami, hanky. Then Swami did like this. Is it strong? Yes, Swami, very strong. Why you can't snap this? Swami, because all the threads are together. Swami said, yes. But I can make this in a different way. And Swami started pulling one thread. And he said, if I start removing one thread from this, where is my hanky? Then we said, Swami, there is no hanky. He said, that's the right way of looking at the mind. So what is mind? Bundle of thoughts. If you control the thoughts, if you remove the thoughts, when there are no thoughts, there is no mind. There is emptiness. This is where we are doing meditation. That is why we are doing meditation. What are we doing in meditation? Control the thoughts. Control our emotional feelings. When you do that, what happens? The mind becomes expansive. Most of the time, our mind has been dominated by thoughts. But it should be the other way around. So Swami said, remove one by one and there is no cloth. Remove one desire, which is the attachment, and there is no mind. And a beautiful story that day Swami was telling. One beggar, all the time watching one saint sitting at the corner. Hundreds and hundreds of people running behind the saint, telling their problems, and the saints giving them solution. And next day they are coming back. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Your advice I followed, and my trouble and turmoil, everything is vanished. I'm very happy. I'm very peaceful. This beggar sitting opposite side was watching. I'm a beggar. Nobody comes and I'm asking money. And this saint is sitting there. Everybody runs behind him. And everybody goes with a problem. And the next week they come. The problem is solved. Then beggar thought, I'm a fool. I also have a problem. When everybody goes and asks for a problem and solution, why not I project my problem? Then immediately this guy runs to the saint and says, holy one, noble one, kind one, great one. He said, all that is okay. You tell me what you want. He says, sir, holy sir, give me only one thing that will give me everything. I don't want many things. Give me only one thing that will give me everything. That is enough. I am satisfied. Then the Holy One said, fine, done. I will give you only one thing, which will give you everything. But with one condition, he said. What is that condition? I am going to give you a daman. Always 24 into 7 into 3 and 6, 5. It is always with you. You just have to ask, man. It is that. For that purpose I am giving you demon. Oh, no problem. I told you one condition. Yes, you have to give, continuously asking the demon whatever that you want. If you stop asking, the demon will feel restless and swallow you. Wow, that's too much. Then he thought, beggar thought, this holy one, though he is considered to be very spiritual, he doesn't know so much of development in the society and technology so much. There is iPad, there is iPhone, there is I, so many eyes are available outside. I can keep on asking. So this man didn't know anything. So don't worry, I can keep engaging this demon, absolutely no problem. All yours? Go ahead. So he goes and asks, I want palace, yes, palace, I want food, food is there, I want this, I want that. Next second, instantaneously, even ATM machine will be slow. But this ATM machine was just bombarding with the things that is needed for this guy. And finally, the man is telling, come on, ask some more. Within few minutes, he didn't know what to ask. He said, come on, there is no time for him to enjoy also. Come on, next what do you want? Come on, next what do you want? He said, no, give me some time to think. There is nothing to think. You ask. I am here to serve you. Please, sir, ask me. I am ready to give. This is my command. My guru told me to do that. He said, please, give me some time. No. Then this fellow got scared. If he is not going to give work to the demon is going to swallow. He ran, and the demon chased him, and he didn't know where to go, and he came back to the source. Back to square one. Oh, holy one, I asked you give me one thing which will give me everything, and also you gave me only one thing, but that I want to swallow everything what I have. So do something. I said, what's your problem? See, I'm asking, I have to think. No, that is what I told you. I told you very clearly, give work to this demon, otherwise it will swallow you. Now please you save me, this fellow is going to swallow me. Please help me. Then the holy one looked at the demon and said, hi, can you see the pole there? Yes, sir. Climb the pole up and down, till I give you the next command. Then the demon said, yes, sir, and started climbing up and down. And then the beggar felt relief. Oh, my God, my body and soul together. I saved my soul. I am going to live. I am not going to die. Then he fell at the feet of Holy One and he asked, what is all this? He said, yes. And Swami very beautifully summed. The pole is your body, your desire are the demons. When you go on running behind desire, desire will engulf you, just swallow you. So instead, you must channelize that energy through somewhere where on the body, the mind, give work for that mind. That's why there's a common quotation we say, no? Empty mind is devil's workshop, we say. Those people, they have quoted even without knowing the significance of it. Now, here, that is where we need to control our mind. We need to have balancing between mind and heart. That is why you can train your mind. If you think positively, sound becomes music. Movements can become dance. Smile can become laughter, mind becomes meditation, and your life can become celebration. So, to celebrate, in the cerebellum, medulla oblongata, our brain, you need to be trained. What you need to train? The mind in the body, okay? That is where we need to do that. Many times, I came across many people. A situation, I'll tell you. This is my personal observation. Swami and people, because we always sit in the portico, we start compare and contrast in different situations. And I am, being a teacher, keep on investigating and doing something of this kind. One person was sitting and doing meditation, one devotee. You are meditating. You want to control your mind and think of God. The neighbor, somebody was whispering, or somebody movements are there. This man immediately turns back, shh, don't disturb. Now the question is, mind is controlling you, or you are controlling mind? Actually, mind is controlling you. Why mind is controlling you? Objective is meditation. objective of meditation to control mind. But instead of you controlling the mind, mind is controlling you. What is controlling? Don't talk. Don't make noise. Don't move. Don't disturb. I am telling you, the best way how Swami teaches is, in Kulwanthal if you are sitting, you want to know your spiritual progress, best place is Kulwanthal. A practical place, a laboratory in Kulwanthal. Do you know why? You shut your eyes and nose and mouth and everything and sit quietly. Let people do hangama. Let people create chaos. But you should be with God. Are you with God or not? If you are not with God, that only tells you, the Kulwanthal tells you, hello, you are still in elementary level. You need a long way to go. But how it's supposed to be? You see sages, when they do penance for years and years, anthill comes. They don't say, hey, disturb. Snake crawls. Hey, snake, don't disturb. Thunderstorm. Rain. Oh, Indra, no rain. I'm doing meditation. Are they doing that? Body consciousness you must leave. But for us sitting in Kulwanthal, full consciousness except ourselves. And we say we are spiritual. What is spiritual? What is spirituality? Actualizing your spirit is spirituality. Knowing yourself is spirituality. You are not able to know yourself. So that point, what I must know is, I am trying to understand myself, that if somebody coughs, it disturbs me. That means I am very poor. My mind is so brittle. My mind is so delicate that somebody's cough also can shackle my thing. That is not the way. That is where such places you must sit. Such places you must sit and start focusing. Such places you must sit, and then even if 1 minute, in spite of all hangama, all disturbance, still if you can focus and think of God peacefully, yes, you are on the right path. That is an assessment. Kulwanthal is an assessment place. It vouches your spiritual progress. You are the best person to give a certificate yourself, self-attest. You can do. No one need to do that. Am I right or wrong? Yes. Second, I was sitting there. I don't want to quote name. There is one elderly gentleman. He composes poems. His love, that's why we say spirituality is also one type of madness, right? His love, and he starts writing poem after poem, couplets, and he wrote so many. And one day he came and told Swami, I've wrote poems in your name. I want to place at your lotus feet. Swami said, very good. And then finally Swami said, why don't you tell the people what you wrote, one or two? He was very happy. And he came and he started off. 5 minutes, 15 minutes. And then he looks at Swami, whether to stop or continue, Swami said. We, like duns, bouncers, don't understand what he says. Maybe for him it is greatness, and God appreciates that. But we were sitting patiently, after some time, Swami, this is torture. Swami, please, we started praying. What do you understand? What do you understand in that? I am not the body. I am Atma. Because he is Paramatma. Nothing attaches him. You are feeling with the body. So you are feeling, stop. You understand? Swami wants us to come to his level. That is why Swami says, my life is my message. That is why I said true education. Every moment you learn something from Swami. It is, Swami never says this is a lesson, mark it, note it. Practice it. He never says that. He leaves it naturally. It is up to you to assimilate, understand, appreciate, and practice it. It is up to you. So that is how you find amazing. Swami has got fantastic control of mind. Sometimes when boys sing cacophony, goes out of Shruti. Sometimes Swami like, sing properly, he will say. Sometimes he's somewhere. I am not hearing. You are not singing. It's as simple as that. That kind of equanimity of mind. Manasekam, vachasekam, karmanekam, mahatmanam. We have to have that kind of elevation in our thing. That's why Swami says, watch your thoughts. Your thoughts can become words. Your words can become action. Your action can become habit. Your habit can become character. And of course your character ultimately reached your destination. Your destiny is not elsewhere. Your destiny is not designed by somebody. Your destiny nobody gives you. You create it. You yourself are the cause for your destiny. That is starting with your thoughts. That is why education on one side, educator on one side. In modern education, what we always have is jealousy, hatred and anger. But whereas in educare, we always have love and joy and peace and union, divinity, oneness. So that is why when you are angry, you are just one letter short of danger. While you are good to others, you are just one letter more than God. So therefore, the choice is yours. How you want to transform your life, change your life. That's why there is always supposed to be a balance between the head and the heart. Why is that our children are praised? Why is that our boys are seen differently? What is that Swami is trying to do or inculcate with our students? A very simple example. If you go to a doctor outside who is a profession, who identifies himself as a great cardiologist, and he can repair the heart or replace the heart or puncture or whatever that he can do everything. But he identifies himself with the credit that he has, the knowledge that he has, nothing else. You run to him and say, "Doc, I have something locked here, do something." And the doctor will say, he will see the pocket. He will not see the heart behind the pocket. "Do you have money, sir?" "How much?" "Just 5 lakhs. "Wow, I have 5 rupees. "Door is that side, please." That's a doctor. But at the same time, there are some doctors. "Doctor, something is locked inside." "Where?" "Here." He first treats the patient and then thinks about the money. Both are doctors. Same patient, same situation. What is the difference? The value oriented. This is what Swami is trying to do with our children. This is what Swami is trying to do with our boys. It is not that our boys are born angel. It is not our boys are great. He made them great. How? Because God chisels. When they come here, they come like a stone. But Swami, day by day, day by day, day by day, good and bad, and makes them a beautiful idol. When they go outside, people worship them, and they don't know why they are worshipping them. They feel, "I am also like you. Why the hell you are showing something unique and different? You eat, I eat, you sleep, I sleep, you play, I play, but what is the difference?" The difference is the outlook. That is where we need to have this. The last God. God, generator, organizer, and destroyer. Yes? How do you? First is food. Then we went to head. Now we are coming to God. Swami always says, every discourse, watch. Divyatma Swarupullara. Prematma Swarupullara. First word he starts. Embodiments of divine Atma. Embodiments of love. Do you know why? He sees himself in all of us. That is divinity. But when I see in you, I don't see myself in you. I see, wow, this person is, his shirt is more brighter than my shirt. His pocket is very fatter than my pocket. Oh, his specs are more expensive. This is what we are seeing external. That is why we are being. Normal being, human being. God sees himself, he's divine being. So both are being. Where are we? So better we evolve ourselves to God. If you want to do that, there should be faith. Heavy storm, heavy breeze, thunder, and you wonder where to go and get the shelter. Run and stand down the tree, big tree, and you feel that this will give me cover, this will give me protection, correct? Why do you stand under the tree? Because you have faith. But the tree is swinging up and down, this way and that way. But still, you are comfortably sitting, nothing will happen. Why? Because you have faith. What is that faith? Faith is that the tree will never crumble. The tree will not fall. What is the basis for that faith? Why it will not fall?
because it is a tree? No, because of the roots of the tree. Bigger the tree, the roots are deep inside, stronger, better. It can endure all the turmoils which is external. So you comfortably go and sit under the tree because the faith is in unseen. Please mark my words. The faith is in unseen, not in seen. What I'm seeing is tree. But when I'm sitting and I feel this tree will not fall because of unseen. What is that unseen? Roots. So nobody will go and see how far this root will be. Will the root is deep enough to sit here? Nobody does that. Spontaneously you go. That is what your faith is supposed to be. We are all happily living today because of faith. Why? Tomorrow we are going to live. A doctor comes and tells me, sir, your expiry date is tomorrow. All of us, we know the manufacturing date. Our birth date is our manufacturing date. But none of us know our expiry date. Do we know? We don't know our expiry date. Only for products, they always say 6 months guarantee or this, all that will be there. For us, no expiry date. Nobody says expiry date. Nobody guarantees our expiry date. But doctor comes and tells and calculates and say, guy, tomorrow by 12 o'clock, you can call all his relatives and friends and whomever you want. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock, launching pad. He's going to launch. Do you think you'll feel happy? By hearing the tension, the BP, the sugar, whatever there, it will increase. Sir, not tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Abhi, immediately, by hearing only, he will die. Got it? That is why even doctors also will not tell the patient that he is going to die. He will tell the friends and relatives that he is going to die. If the doctor goes and tells him, you are going to die, before he finishes the statement, he is already dead and gone. That is the strength that we have. Okay, therefore, always you see, we still live. We all know we are going, one day we are going to leave this body. But still, we have plans. We have programs. We have everything. Okay? We have plans beautifully. We have dreams. Why? Faith. So that is where Swami says, roots. If I give you a seed, you have faith in the seed. Do you know why? If I put this one groundnut, I can get 100 groundnut. But do you see 100 groundnut? No, you see one groundnut. But 100 groundnut is unseen. It will come. That is your faith. You go to the temple. You see Lord standing like this. Lord, help me. I am in trouble. Save me. Tap at him and say, what are you doing? Hey, I am praying God. Where is God? There, right in front of me, beautifully decked with lot of flowers and ornaments. Hey, that is not God. That is a black stone. What? Yes, that is a black stone. No, that is God. Hear what happens? If I see God, I don't see stone. If I see stone, I don't see God. Attitude, the way you look at things. So that faith got to be there. But what I am seeing is God. Otherwise, no point going to temples. Correct? So therefore, this is where we need to have faith and self-confidence. You all know, I usually tell my children, Akbar and Birbal. This Akbar all the time gives challenge to his ministers. Every time he'll ask some questions. And that day, he came and entered the court hall and all the ministers were standing. And he said, hey, I want to know how many crows are there in this town today. What? Yes, ministers, I want the statistics. I want to know how many crows are there in my town today. Can you? The first minister down. Can you? The second minister down. Can you? The third minister down. Finally, it is the chance of our Birbal. Can you? He said, yes, sir. Really, can you tell correctly? Yes, sir. 10,333 crores are there in your town, sir. Don't joke. Yes, sir, really, 10,333 crores are there now, sir. If I count, and if there is any difference in the number, you know what will happen. Yes, sir, I will not be living alive. I know that. But are you sure? Yes, sir, 10,000. Okay, in case if it is 10,333 crores less, it is only 10,000 crores. Possible, sir. 333 crores must have gone to meet their relatives in the next town. If it is 10,500 crores, no problem, sir. From the neighboring town, the other crores must have come to visit their friends and relatives. Wow, that is amazing. That means what? If you are able to give an answer, when will you give the answer? If you have confidence. Where is your confidence? It is in yourself. That is why it is called self-confidence. So this kind of self-confidence, this kind of attitude, this kind of faith, if you can develop, we are all same. We belong to the same Sai family. Absolutely there is no discrimination. The beauty of our organization is there is no racial discrimination. There is no religion banners. We all treat our brothers and sisters. You may be rich, you may be poor. You may have different caste, creed, color, height, weight, financial status, power, position, name, fame, come what may. When we come in front of the God, we all square down. Where? In Kulwant Hall. We are equal. Samatvam yoga muchate. All are one in front of God. Treat everyone alike. This is the greatest lesson that we learn. Okay? So that is why, please, brothers and sisters, it is our great good fortune. Somehow we are born to a family that we have, we believe, we trust God. Correct? That faith is there. We are in spiritual family. But the quality and the quantity may differ. But trust God. Believe in God. In whichever God you have, Shirdi Baba, Jesus, Allah, Rama, Krishna, whomever, you trust Him. That is why there is always a common tussle between man and God. Man says, show me yourself, I will trust you. Man tells God, God, you want me to trust you? First stand in front of me and show me yourself. Give me attendance, then I will believe you. And the God says, hi, first you trust me, then immediately I am there. You first trust me, man, then I am there, already there. But only thing is you are missing. It's a beautiful story, some of you may be knowing. One evening, Shiva and Parvati were going around like that. Suddenly they saw that couple, Shiva and Parvati, they saw this man sitting on a branch, edge of the branch, and cutting that. I think definitely you will find something wrong in that picture. Correct? So this fellow is cutting. Suddenly, the eyes of Parvati fell on this cutter, wood cutter. Oh Lord, look at this guy, foolish fellow. He's sitting on the wrong side and cutting. Very soon he's going to collapse and you see the gushing river at the bottom. He's going to be washed away. He's going to kill himself. Shiva coolly, yeah, these are all our creations. What do you mean by our creations? Yes, they're all our creations only. But do something. What you want me to do? That guy is foolishness. What you expect me to do? No. You have to help him. They're all our children. You said our creation, our children. We have to do. I have nothing in this. If you want, you help. No. You must help. No. You help. You are the mother. Mother love is more than the father's love. So you are supposed to look after that situation. No. You are the head of the family. You are Shiva. It is your position to look after this. So the argument went on. Then Parvati says, look. Few more seconds. It's all going to go waste. Do something. Then Shiva thought, okay. Parvati is not going to leave me today. Then he said, okay, Parvati, when that guy falls down and when he shouts, Amma, you take care. While falling, if he says, Appa, I will take care. That's a very good deal. So both of them are eagerly waiting. This great soul, while falling, Ayayo, he said and fell. Then Shiva looked at Parvati, you see, we are ready to help. But they are not taking our help. My dear brothers and sisters, the same situation in our life. Swami says, I am above you, below you, around you, in you. But where are we? Except wherever God is there, we are away from you. That is the only problem. Swami always says, I am in you, around you, above you, with you, all that. God, I am away from you. That is a problem in our life, okay? So therefore, these are beautiful things when you live with our beautiful Lord. Small, it's not a great philosophy, but highest philosophy in the simplest manner, no, Swami just puts at the children just easily to understand. Okay, I'm taking much of your time. I hope I can wind up in another 5 minutes. This faith, Swami said you must have faith. I will tell you one of our experience with Swami. My father came to Prashanthi Nilayam in 1951. I also had come here. It's forest actually. It's forest. Now it is a concrete jungle. That time it was a forest. If you stand near the Gopuram, Gopuram is there. There is only a gate. If you stand there, you can see Pathamandiram. Everywhere fields only. Just outside the thing, it's all fields. Now you have a skyscraper building and all that. My father had come that time, 1951, and Bukkapatnam school is there, and annual sports meet, they invited Swami as the guest. And those days, Swami used to walk from Puttaparthi to Bukkapatnam, cross across the Chitravati River. And that's a small group, and my father was also carrying that water jug for the Swami. And when they are going, those days, the number of devotees are very, very small, okay? It's like a family, exactly something of this kind. Baba and our number only. It was like that. And Baba knows everybody by name and from where they have come and all that. Those days, Baba will tell about his own miracles, his own devotees, because that's initial stage, okay? And he's while reaching Bukkapatnam, some talk, and Swami said, see, one day one devotee came. Swami, I lost my chain. I lost my golden chain. It has got a lot of sentimental value, and I need to give it to my daughter during wedding. Swami, I lost it. Swami said, okay, if you have lost it, go and search. Swami, what is the question of searching? Yeah, go and search. No, somebody stole it. Then go and give a police complaint. No, I gave police complaint, but it is of no use. What happened? Police caught that guy, and he called that guy and asked to bring the chain, and he brought the chain. Police called me separately. Is this your chain? I said, yes, sir, this is my chain. Of course, thank you very much. He said, no. How can I believe you that this is your chain? You may say this is your chain, but I should believe you. Then what do you want me to do? Fine, if this is your chain, can you tell me how many links are there in this? He said, how many links? Yeah, in this chain, how many links are there? It's my chain. When my chain, I have how many links in? No, sir, this is my chain, really. Okay, go. Then the thief came. Is this yours? Of course, sir, this is mine. What is the guarantee this is yours? Sir, this is mine. Tell me what you want me to do. You want me to get bill or this, that, all that? No. Can you tell me how many links are there? Of course, sir. Every day I am wearing. It has got 108 links. Then the police started counting. Exactly 108 links are there. Yes. This fellow is the real owner of the chain. And police gave to that robber. And the robber, the thief wore it, happily went off. Our devotee lost the game, came running to our divine master. Swami, this is the predicament, this is the situation now. Tell me what I should do. I want it back. Swami, if you will, anything can happen. I come all the way, I'm praying you. Please help me, Swami. Swami said, see, I cannot change things. It is against nature. But I can change the mind. He said, Swami, if you decide, you can bring the chain from his house. You can a wave of hand. You can bring from the thief's house to my hand. You can do that. You have that power. Swami said, though I am God, I also have to follow the nature's law. I just cannot do that. But I can help you. How? I will change the mind instead of changing the chain from one place to another. Yes, Swami, what I should do? Go file a case against. What, Swami? Case? Yes, go file a case. Everything will be fine. One judge will come. That judge I know very well. He's a nice man. He will help you out. And Swami, how can I go and do all that? No. Again, Swami, they will say, how many links? I will say, I do not know. And then the thief will say, 108. And the judge also will say, yes, he is the real owner. And give him, and I'll be a fool second time. No, I don't want that to happen. Do something else. He said, okay, fine. You file a case and you ask the judge, same thing will happen. Okay, you will lose there. When he's about to strike the hammer, sir, I want to ask you 3 questions, you say. Me asking judge? Yes. Sure. Swami, I'm worried. Police fellows are there. Everybody is there. I'm scared. Nothing will happen. Trust me. I am with you. I'll be standing next to you. You ask this. What is that, Swami? Judge, can I ask you small question? Judge will say, yes, please. Because he wants to hear you the last. Sir, do you shave every day? What, Swami? Asking in the court? Judge, do you shave every day? Swami, I don't want chains. They will chain me. I don't want chain. He said, foolish fellow, I am telling you no. You ask. And for that, he will answer, yes. Then you ask second question. Do you shave looking at the mirror? Oh my God, this is too much, Swami. He will say, yes. And the final question you ask, how many hair do you cut while shaving, sir, you ask. And he will give you the chain. Said, Swami, naaku chain vaddu. I don't want chain. I don't want to be chained. It is better, Swami. Any other method is there, you help me. It is better I go back home. I thought you will help me and I came. And then finally Swami said, do whatever I say, you do. I am always with you. Trust me. He went. Everything went on as per the plan. The thief won the case. And immediately asked for Swami's direction, sir, can I ask you 3 questions? And he asked the first question. Judge was looking at the ceiling. He said, yes, I shave every day. Sir, do you use the mirror? Of course. If I don't use the mirror, I will cut myself. I have to look at the mirror while shaving. Sir, you look at the mirror, your face, and you are shaving. Can you tell me how many hair you are cutting? Judge looked up for a few seconds. Give me the chain. This is yours, he said. That's all. Immediately this guy got the chain. Everybody hung him up. How is that? How is that? How is that? A real owner, when he buys an ornament, he will only enjoy wearing it, but he won't even remember how many grams, what is the cost, what is the intricate designs, how many links, how many chains, how many stones, how many curves. They won't do that. But this fellow, in order to prove his, as if it is his, he has done the homework and came. So this fellow is a thief and he is the real owner. He got the chain and judge said, beautiful, beautiful. And then everything, this man came running and fell at Swami's throat. Swami, mila chain, mila Swami, I got back my chain, I got back my chain. And he cried. A profound statement Swami mentioned. You people want Swami, but you devotees don't want Swami's words. Because you want Swami. You say, I love Swami. And whatever Swami says, I will do, you say. But when Swami says something, you don't have faith in my word, but you have faith in this body. What is that type of devotion? Do you think me and my words are different? I am that word. And the word is me. That is why Swami says, Satyam is my prachar. Then one day, one situation, Swami said, Swami, you always tell truth, no Swami, in all situation. Swami said, shut up. Whatever I say is truth. It is not the truth I say. Whatever I say is the truth. Whatever I tell is the truth. It is not that I practice truth to say. No, it is wrong. Dear devotees, brothers and sisters, we have come here to the beautiful place. Wherever we have beautiful family. We may have troubles, turmoils, financial difficulties, misunderstandings. Everything happens. These are all the speed breakers to control our mind. To regulate our mind. So that if highway without any disturbance, you go on ram. These types of tumbling blocks, if it is there, it makes you calm down and makes you think why it happened. For what it is happening. Where am I? What's, you know? And finally, these are the troubles and turmoils. Sets your mind detachment. Chih. I should not have attachment. Chee, I don't like this. Chee, I don't like that fellow. Chee, I don't like this habit. Chee, I don't like... No, like that, what is happening is, neti, 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 not this, not this, not this. Then what? The peace in you is a peace everywhere. The God in you is God everywhere. So that is where we need to understand and appreciate and be with this divine being. Thank you very much. I pray, Swami, to bless you all. And thank you for your patient hearing.
Govinda Sai. Thank you.
with Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.